Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, March 4th, 2024. So, on Monday, March 4th, did you march forth and do the crossword?
I ran forth and did the crossword.
Really?
I did.
Oh, okay.
But first, I have to make a correction.
Yes.
Because I was saying the word wrong yesterday, petite four.
We actually have listener mail about this.
Yes, I know. And I just wanted to say what I was saying was petit foie, which is little...
little foies? No. Huh?
No, little goose liver.
Oh.
petit foie de gras.
Mm-hmm.
Petit foie gras, I think. So anyway, yeah, let's read our listener mail.
This is from Gregory. And it's pronounced petit four pronunciation. Sorry, Gene, Mike's pronunciation on this one was closer to the generally accepted pronunciation.
That's right.
The American English pronunciation is petit four. Mm-hmm. The French pronunciation is something like petit four, rhymes with the T lure.
Right.
Uh-huh. So.
But it does have that R at the end.
It does have the R at the end.
Which I was taking off, so.
Right.
Anyway, yep.
Somehow, the planet continues to spin in its orbit.
Good thing.
It continues to spin and orbit. Yes, yeah. Okay. So, about this crossword, then.
This crossword, I raced through.
Uh-huh.
I almost got it under 5 minutes.
Ooh.
5:08. But...
Oh, so close.
but I didn't get the theme. I didn't get anything. I was just going so fast.
You missed all the pleasure.
I missed all the fun, mm-hmm. So I probably will not do that again.
Right.
But it was just, it was just coming so quickly to me. I was like, oh, I know that. Oh, I know that. But I messed up on the very last clue.
67 across?
67 across runs with long bounding strides, and I put leaps.
Oh.
But it was lopes. But then, I got it all filled in and it said, no, there's something wrong. So then, I'm looking at the top, da, 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 looking. And of course, it was the last clue that I messed up on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I got it. I still got it solved in 5:08. So.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yep.
Although that mistake would have been pretty obvious when you realize that many a Vegas establishment was a casino.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I saw it, but, I wasn't looking in that corner because I was like, oh, where's my mistake? So I started at the top looking for my mistake frantically, and if I'd started at the bottom, I would have done a lot better.
I always try and search in all four quadrants at the same time, and since I have glasses, I can sort of do that.
Yeah. Well, I have glasses too, but I can't. Mm. So anyway, but no, I did... think it was a very clever puzzle after I stopped and went back and figured out what the theme was. I thought, oh, that is extremely clever. And I don't know that we've ever seen one like that, or it's been a long time since we've seen one with a theme like this one.
So don't leave us in suspense.
Okay.
Tell us about the theme.
Well, I'm going to read you. We didn't have themed answers for clues. We had themed lines. And as I read the answers in the lines, see if you can figure out what the theme was. The first line had three answers: scuba, nanas, and year. We had the second line was cabana and naysayer. The third line was suburban and analog. And the fourth line was C, Cuban, and Aeneas. So the revealer clue was right in the middle, and it actually was two answers, 35 and 37 across. And it said, with 37 across, some ice cream confections or a hint to the lines that I just read. And the answer to that was banana splits. And of course, in each one of those lines, you had the word banana, but it was carried over two different answers, like scuba and nanas. You see, banana is in there, and then cabana and naysayer, and then suburban an analog, and then what was it? Cuban and Aeneas. So banana splits.
Banana splits. That was clever.
Very clever. And this was by Samantha Podos Nowak.
You know, I have not heard that name before.
I haven't either.
No. I feel fairly confident that this is a debut. Mm. Wait, we'll check and it'll be like her 50. Mm-hmm. Yep, it is her debut.
Oh, wow. Well, good job yes. for a first puzzle. Excellent.
And the Monday freshness is rated at 83%.
Wow.
Not entirely sure what that means, but it certainly sounds good.
Yeah.
So.
What is that statistic?
Monday freshness. This is according to X-Word Info.
Monday freshness.
Calculations are based on the number of other times each word in this puzzle was used in the shorts era.
Oh, so not too many of them, I guess.
So a logarithmic calculation gives credit for debuts or rare words. Very common words reduce the score. So.
Very good. So anyway, that was a fun theme and. And it was a good Monday puzzle, even in spite of the newer words.
Right.
It was still fairly simple.
I like the fact that it started one across. Certain figure made in skating was eight.
Yes.
It's like sort of a holdover from yesterday's crossword.
That's true. That's true.
let's see. 18 across. Plane passenger's preference, perhaps. Aisle seat.
That's right.
I thought that was sort of debating whether, would you rather have aisle or window?
Aisle.
I like to be in the middle.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I would like,
You're definitely in the minority.
I would like to have two uncomfortable people right next to me on either side.
One that I thought was interesting, 16 across, blank out, and it was your, as you mentioned.
Your.
And I have noticed that they are now... It seems like more and more putting in non-word words like "yer" or "come on," or we had "don't wanna" or "lotsa." I just noticed that it seems like that's becoming a lot more common in the crosswords to put in words that aren't really words, but they're almost like you know, accents or
just sort of like little verbal tics or something?
Right, uh-huh.
Hmm. I had not noticed that.
Colloquialisms, maybe, but like, you're out. So, anyway.
I thought that "you're" was a word.
Oh, you did? Well, surprise, surprise.
Of course, you know, that's because of my, you know, my life on the seas as a pirate.
Right.
"Arr." I also think that "arr" is a word. And "avast ye swabs."
But haven't you noticed lately we've had quite a few of those answers that are, they're not really words, but they're kind of slangy type answers.
Well, they are, you know, verbal emissions from human beings. I don't know if that's really quite the phrase I was going for, but in any, they are verbal utterances from human beings, yeah. and that qualifies them.
Oh yeah, I'm not criticizing, but I just noticed that we're getting more informal, I guess.
With
the answers.
That's definitely been happening. I mean, happening over the shorts era, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Not a whole lot, I guess. I found most of this pretty straightforward. 29 across, Scottish Highlander was Gael.
Yes.
I'm expecting to get email about how to pronounce that because I'm pretty sure it's spelled G-A-E-L.
Yes.
I presume it, well, maybe that is correct. It looks like Gaelic.
Yes, exactly.
So perhaps.
That's how I pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
But of course, I didn't do too well with Petitfour, so
don't quote you
to me.
All right,
although this isn't French, so but yeah, that's how I would say it.
Well, the G then ran into something that I'm thinking is Japanese. Yes. 21 down, 1998 Winter Olympics host Nagano.
Nagano, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we had 44 across. That what? I don't know if I've seen that before. Jordanian port city. Aqaba? Aqaba.
I would imagine since there's not a U after the Q, it's just A-Q-A-B-A, yeah. Aqaba.
Yeah, I think probably. Mm-hmm. But that took a little bit. Mm-hmm.
45 down, recited as a line of poetry was quoted.
Yes.
Can you quote any poetry?
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by.
What?
And that's made all the difference. That's the ending of a poem by Robert Frost.
I thought it was the beginning of it, because that was a clue the other day.
Yes, it was. That's right.
I thought two started it.
Well, it does start it.
And it also ends it? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just impressed that you can quote poetry. I mean, I can do roses are red, violets are blue, but that's about the extent of it.
Well, that's something.
It's not enough. It's not enough. Let's see here. We had 54 cross. I don't know why I did this, but 54 cross puts up with was endures.
Yes.
And for some reason, I thought that was 50 down. So 54 across just came out of, was the second letter heading to the right from 50 down. And so I put 50 down. I knew it started with a B, so I had bides.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that was a good word, except totally wrong.
Yes.
So I had to go and fix it.
Yes.
The hint was that 66 across in blank, not yet born. I had in utero as opposed to in utero. So I knew something was up.
Uh-huh. And you know, 50 across or 50 down is another example of what I'm talking about. Real gem. Beaut.
Yep. That's how I would characterize that clue. A real gem.
Uh-huh.
The, let's see, 55 down, well, I'll pass, was no.
Right.
I think we just had no.
Yes, we did.
So we had no, now we have no.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure we'll have uh-huhs pretty soon, too. let's see here. Yeah, really not too difficult at all. Still, I mean, good. And again, the theme was tremendously mm-hmm. fun.
You know, sometimes when you have a really easy puzzle, it's hard to make it interesting. But this was a very interesting puzzle to
right.
solve.
Right. And we should point out that easy is a relative term.
Well, that's
right?
true.
There
that's
are people
true.
Who are probably listening to this who are struggling on the Monday. So
mm-hmm. Well, we were all there once. I mean, I used to struggle on every day. But
practice makes perfect.
That's right. That's right.
So, let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Small vehicle on a railroad track, hand car.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had freight train.
Yep.
And now we're up to hand car.
Or maybe down.
Or maybe down to hand car.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, I think that's it for today.
Okay.
So, thanks everyone for listening.
Yes.
One last note before we depart here. So, apparently, Will Shortz, the editor of the New York Times Crossword, who has been editor for like 30 years, had a stroke in February.
Yeah.
And he recorded a message, which is a good sign, on NPR Weekend Edition saying that, hey guys, this is Will Shortz. Sorry, I've been out the last few weeks. I had a stroke on February 4th and have been in rehabilitation since then, but I am making progress. I'm looking forward to being back with new puzzles soon. So, yeah. So, you know, clearly one of the titans of crosswordom. So,
yes.
I hope he is getting. It sounds like he's getting better. So,
that's
get
great.
Well soon, Mr. Shortz.
Yes, definitely.
And anyways, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can do what Gregory just did today. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow, a.k.a. Tuesday's Crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.